It's been close to a decade since Jeb Bush left the governor's mansion, but his fingerprints can still be found on every aspect of state policy on one issue he holds dear: education. The former governor wrote an op-ed titled "Saving America's School System" for the conservative magazine National Review. It shows his work as a school reformer is back. "We must massively disrupt our education system," Bush writes, arguing for reforms that would create a marketplace for students, parents, and teachers. What exactly does that mean? When Bush asks readers to imagine America's schools 20 years from now, what he has in mind looks a lot like Florida today. As governor, Bush spearheaded policies that tied teacher pay to student performance on state tests. He used every opportunity to widen the path for school choice advocates. Bush was an architect of the nation's first voucher program, redirecting Florida tax revenue to pay tuition at private schools. Before his election, Bush founded the state's first charter school. Today, that school is gone, but nearly 300,000 students attend charters in almost every district in the state. In his vision for 2036, Bush writes, "There are no more assigned schools." A year from now, with some limits, that will already be the law of the land in the Sunshine State. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.